We do these youth messages because sometimes we as adults need to look at the scriptures and the gospel from a child perspective. Now, we all know people that get old, and we say, well, when they got old, you know, they get childlike. Well, I think that's what we need to do. God wants us to have childlike faith. But we were getting close now to Thanksgiving and getting close to Advent, and then we're getting close to the end of the year. Can you imagine? The church is looking forward to that particular time of season, Advent, the birth of Christ. So it is a wonderful thing. But the year is not the only thing that comes to an end as we look out. We think of a lot of things that end, don't we? Television programs end, stories end, daylight saving times ends. The day ends when the sun goes down and begins when the sun comes back up. Songs end with when the record runs out. If you ever watch the vinyls are coming back, but whenever you used to put a record on, a 45 or 33 and a third, you can watch the thing go around, and when the needle gets close to the inside, you know the song's over. But I wanted to talk about something that'll never end. You know what it is? You're right. God will never end, and God's promises that His words will not end either. So when God promised to love and to protect us, He did not only promise to do that for a couple weeks of the year or even for just this life. He promised us that life will go on forever. Now, we might have the physical life end, but we go from life to life as we then participate in eternal life. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Won't you think it would be terrible if we found out that God would only keep His promises for a couple weeks, or then the deal's off? You know, what would we do then? But suppose that God promised to keep the sun shining for a month, but after that, we couldn't be sure about it anymore if it was going to come back up the next morning. Well, just suppose that God said He would keep gravity working this year, but maybe not next year. And all of a sudden, things would start flying up in the air, and we wouldn't know what was going to happen next. I got some good news. The Bible tells us this morning and reminds us that God's promises will never end. And all of God's promises are written in this book that we call the Bible. You know, that word simply means collection of small stories, the Bible. But it's one reason why we keep on keeping on and keep reading the Bible every day. Not only in church, we need to do it at home, or carry a little devotional book with you and put it in your backpack, but need to feed on God's Word every day. So we need to keep ourselves reminded of what God has promised. And thank God for His words that will never end. We've been looking at Mark's Gospel this week, chapter 13. And I want to just close with this. And this is Jesus' word in verse 31. He said, "Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will remain forever." And at the end of the chapter, he said, "Watch for me to come back." His words will last forever and ever, and he promised to come back, so we need to watch. Wow, that is so cool.